Just better to do these with the moon cycles again as I slowly start just doing everything with the moon cycles. Oh, this is Ren. You're listening to Grunge Granny. I am going to try and make this a quick one, even though I am such a rambly bee and I will talk about absolutely everything. Well, it has been, what did we just have? We just had the full moon in Libra, and I am acknowledging that I am my own obstacle. I've been bullet journaling pretty religiously, and it's been helping me so much because I can see the patterns that I fall into. And usually something that happens is I put myself into this state of overwork where I neglect self-care and I neglect my sleep and eating and water. And whenever I do that, it leads, of course, to this spiral where I feel more despondent, I believe in myself less. It's harder to motivate myself to do work because I'm not feeling excited by it. And it's because my body is tired and I'm getting burnt out. And so I have to be more diligent about really blocking my time, really making sure that I am working within these blocks of time in a way that keeps my mental health good, because that is what keeps my work good. I've been pretty excited about a lot of the stuff that I'm making, but I do feel like I am only one person and I can only do so much, which has brought into question this whole internal battle that I've been having. And by internal battle, I mean I know some things to be true, and for some reason I just have so much trouble accepting them. And that is the subject of pricing. And charging for my time, and charging for my skills or abilities, and then even sometimes materials. I made these little glimmer books, and they were a hit, but I only made 4 of them because I didn't think that anybody would want them. And those 4 quickly sold out, and then a lot of people requested more. And I spent about a good 4 days all day long just working on them on a new batch. And I have 15 set up that I need to sew all the signatures together for now. I need to add the covers to, and then I need to stitch all the signatures to the covers, and then I need to add in the more fun and whimsical parts on the inside, like add in some pockets and little fold-out spots and special things like that. But it took several days just to get to this part, which is kind of blowing my mind. And I realized that the last go-around, I took so long to make them because I didn't think anybody would want them. And because I took so long to make them, I definitely was like, oh, I'm going to spend a day cutting paper. And I cut paper. And then I left it for like a week. And then went back and was like, oh, I need to glue these covers on. And then I glued the covers on. And then I left it for like 3 days. And then I had stitched 1 or 2. And then I stitched the other 2. And then very, very slowly, it was like another week before I added the little pockets in. And then it was like another week before I just glued ribbon to the backs of them. That's another thing, is like I have this spool of vintage ribbon that I found at an antique store, which was really neat. It was this dark green velvet, and it came on an actual wooden spool, and I thought the wooden spool itself was so neat. And so I'm using that ribbon because I never really feel like a project or a thing is worth the ribbon. And part of why I'm making them is because of all these things that I keep treating as though they're too precious. I keep not using. And so what I'm going to do is just put them into something else and let somebody else use them, because I can't keep holding on to these things because I am turning into a hoarder. And that is another thing that is affecting my mental health, is just this like pile and pile of stuff that I think is too precious for me to use. So I can't do that to myself anymore. So I'm making these journals. Oh, but I charged very little for them last time. For the little ones, I charged $15, and then for the 2 slightly bigger ones, I charged 20. So, okay, like, I think we've decided, right, I think that the standard now for a living wage is $15. So I essentially charged for 1 hour's work of time, no materials, at a living wage for each of the small books. And I just, it's this thing in my head where I know I have to charge more because I cannot provide for my family unless I do it. And yet doing it fills me up with so many feelings, so much guilt and like self-consciousness and doubt in myself or my product. And I feel so weird about it. And I know that it's because it's a deep issue. It is a deep, deep issue of how I value myself. And so what I keep having to do is pretend that I'm not myself, but another person for both the, as the boss and the employee. And my thought is, all right, if I had a ton of money and I wanted to give away 15 handmade, hand-bound books with all unique materials, you know, wouldn't I want to charge this, pay for this, you know, to the artist, whatever they requested for 15 of these books, and how, what would I think totally makes sense if it was somebody else? Because when an artist tells me, oh, that'll be this much money, I have absolutely no doubt. Like, if they told me that's their price, that's their price. Whatever they set it for. And honestly, whenever an artist tells me a way lower price, I will give them more because I will give them more and then like chastise them for charging so little. Like, what are you doing? Don't do that. And then I also think if it was the other way around, like what if this was a commission? What if somebody said, hey, I want 15 handmade journals to give out for my, you know, bridal shower or something, or baby shower, and I want them to all be unique. Don't worry about the price. And I wanted to charge fairly. What would I charge for them? And then if they told me, well, no, I only want to give you maybe like 20 a book, I think I would say no, because there's no way for me to produce them and do that. So when I'm telling myself, hey, Ren, you have to charge more than 20 a book, it's like I understand it cognitively, but there is just like this panic that comes in, and I have so much trouble like wrapping my head around it. So that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm working on right now. And that's been kind of my full moon intention, is because I think about when I was in college, and I made these little zines, and I charged like $3 for them. It took me a long time to make them, and they had all my artwork in them. And I just was not gonna charge more, because in my head I was like, yeah, but that's a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper, and that's silly to charge more for a single sheet of paper that I folded up. And I was in a booth at some kind of sale, some art sale. I was in a booth that I shared with a friend of mine who was a painter. And she did a lot of pastel and acrylic and oil work. And those are expensive materials, of course. And she put up one picture, and I saw the price of it. And I had said, oh my God, how... Can you explain to me why it's this much? Like, is that how much the paints were? Because that was kind of what my thought was. I was so unfamiliar with art that I was like, wow, is that how expensive paint is? I just didn't know. And she had said, like, well, it took me about 4 hours to do this. The materials were about this much. And I'm charging this much because if I want this to be what I do for the rest of my life, then I need to charge an amount that allows that to happen. And I was really mind blown, just really like, wow, like, you're right, that is what you would have to do, that makes total sense. And I I've never seen anything that I created as that until that moment. And well, as could possibly be that until that moment. And so now with my shop, this is the thing that I've decided, like, yes, I've committed. I am wholeheartedly into this. I am trying to work on, you know, like promotion and marketing and making things and all sorts of different sides of this whole umbrella of Grunge Granny, because I want to be able to do all these different things. I don't want to have a niche. I want to be able to just market creativity and talking about it and how creativity can help you grow, but how creativity also exposes some real vulnerable layers that you have and how that is also something that can be helped with creativity. And I know, this is the thing, is that I know that once I start to be the boss that I would want ideally in the real world, to have elsewheres, doing whatever I wanted, and if I could do absolutely whatever I wanted and I had a different person be my boss, that I have to do that for myself. And I know that when I do, it is going to be such a blessing, because I don't believe that we are punished for valuing and respecting ourselves. I just have to do it. I have to do it. I've been working on it. It's only been about, I guess, now it's been 2 full months with my shop open. Having my shop open for these past two months has shown me exactly how long, okay, packaging these kinds of things takes about this long. Going to the post office takes about this long. This is the actual cost of sending these things off. And then I realized way too late into the month that I completely forgot about sales tax, so that I have to add another 20% to things, because I'm not entirely sure how to just add the sales tax via tax jar onto Squarespace. But I know that I have to set aside 20% of each thing. So I just need to add 20%. So that is just in there on everything. And I think part of me is that I always go on to other people's shops and I see how much they charge. And then I try to match their prices. And I don't know if other people are just like super undercharging as well, or if they're doing things differently, if I'm taking too long. But that hasn't been the best guideline for me. That hasn't been the best way for me to tell how much I should charge. And that is a really tricky thing. And it feels kind of like a personal topic, you know, like a personal issue. And I guess it is, because for me, it's like a really deep-seated thing that I know has to do with my childhood and depression and anxiety and why is this causing me anxiety? Why does it cause me anxiety to think of treating myself the way I would want a good boss to treat me? Why does that make me want to cry? And why does it make me panic? And what I have to do is do it anyway. And when I do start to do it anyway, I can unlearn that kind of self-deprecating devaluing of my own art. So that is my challenge these next 2 weeks and during this moon cycle. So what I put down I was going to let go of is letting go of being my own obstacles and letting go of not valuing my time and work. Letting go of treating myself like less than I deserve. Because I need to set the example of how I want to be treated to other people. But just goodness. My goodness, that is such a... It's been a really wild challenge. It continues to be a challenge. As I work on the covers and I sew the signatures together, I think I'm just going to use a sewing machine because honestly, that would be faster than having to hand stitch the signatures when I'm already going to have to hand stitch the whole book together anyway. So individually, I'm going to sew the signatures to themselves and then hand bind all of the books. I think that that would be the fastest way. I'm hoping that I'm not adding a step when I shouldn't be. I think I might just do it with the teeny tiny ones because those are really hard to hand bind and it'll just offer a little, that little bit more, you know, security and tightness to them. I think with the bigger ones, it may not be as much of an issue. It's so hard with the little ones though. Plus, I can whip those out with the sewing machine pretty fast and then I don't have to spend like that much time trying to carefully hold tiny pieces of paper as I bind it together. Now I'm just talking out loud and planning out loud. It's kind of what I end up using this for. I hope that you have some good epiphanies with this full moon over the last 2 weeks and whatever obstacles you might have been facing. I hope that you know exactly what you need to let go of, and I hope you actually do it. And I'm reminding myself, because it helps me, that sometimes it's not about letting go, but handing over. Whenever I hear let go, I feel like I'm losing something. Like I, in my head, it would be like, in my head I see a thread or a rope, but it's holding onto a boat on an ocean, you know? And I keep thinking that, oh, if I let go, that boat's just gonna sail off and I'm gonna lose that rope. It's gonna fall into the ocean. That's gonna be gone. And I can't jump in after it. And if I let go, that's all gone. And I have to remember that realistically, I'm not letting go. I'm handing over. I need to just, you know, hand over these issues, this boat of issues on this stormy ocean over to my guides or the deities that would best handle it and hand it to them and say, okay, right now I'm going to pretend that I am the ideal boss, and I'm going to pretend that I'm the ideal employee, and I'm going to do that for myself and these two sides of myself, and I'm going to hand this to you so that you can worry about that, because y'all are just much more equipped for that, y'all have the resources for that, that is good. In the meantime, I'm going to be increasing my being my own boss skills while trying to mindfully make things that I think are beautiful and sturdy. You know, that is the challenge, and that is where I'm at. And I need to just, I'm reminding myself right now that maybe I'm not strong enough to hold on to that boat on this water, but that letting go isn't letting go. I'm handing it over to somebody else stronger. I'm just handing that rope over because there are other things. If you're a Christian, it would be God. And I don't know about atheists, what they would really like hand things over to. I like saying the universe or my guides or the deities, the powers that be, you know, just handing it over to the universe. And it is a lot stronger than me. It has more experience with this kind of thing. It knows exactly what to do with a rope and a boat and an ocean. That way I can just sit and make some books. Thank you for listening. I am going to try and be a little bit more regular. I know that I haven't been doing that so well, but again, I kind of like just sticking with the moon cycles. Let's just do that. I'm going to maybe say right now that that's my goal instead of trying to do it every week. I'm just going to try and do it every full and new moon. And I will see you. Oh, see you. I won't see you. I won't see you. That'd be creepy and weird. I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.